I'm a little out of breath. The triathlon was longer than I thought. It's my great privilege to have communion with you this morning. I thank you. The call of the communion service is to remember the death of Christ, that event of his crucifixion. It is also a call to remember the benefits and the results of that crucifixion. One of them is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Perhaps the most profound truth that will ever come to a human being. If you have your Bible, either now or when you get home, underline this verse. Put a circle around it. Put a drop of blood on it, or do something with this truth. God made Christ to be sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He became sin for us, that we might become righteous before God. He became what we are, so that we might become like he is. He became sin so we could become righteous. That is our position before the Lord God Almighty. Our position of righteousness is fixed, established, unchangeable, and forever. The word righteousness can be translated justified. We are justified, made holy, qualified, right with God forever. That is our position. To live on the strength of our position is a higher quality life than living on the strength of the weakness of our performance. We are before him in righteousness and without blame before the throne, because of the cross. We have reason to celebrate this morning. If you believe this truth, that you have been made righteous, there has to be a volcano of thanks and praise in your heart. As you eat the bread and drink from the cup, let it erupt out of your life in praise and thanks. The night before he was crucified, our Lord met with the disciples, kept the Passover feast, and then took some bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you. Take it, eat, and as you do so, remember me." And so we eat. Amen. And then he took the cup and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Take, drink in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name, and that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Amen.
Let's stand together.